Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, welcome to the greatest podcast show on earth.
Hi, listeners. This is Patty Jazzy Ummel bringing to you another episode of our podcast from the WCA convention. This is Tuesday, March 19th, and this is our second day of convention. Again, Slapstick Conversations on Clowning is missing my co-host, Brian Gunke. And he's been doing a great job getting these out and published for you guys to listen and ride along on this journey with me. So really appreciate that. And I just want to fill you in on today's goings-on, which is in the morning, before our makeup competition, we did have a clown memorial worship service for some clowns that have passed away, and the most recent of being Cindy Parsons. And it just was a wonderful service, and I really have never attended that kind of a clown service before, so it was beautifully done, and it was very emotional for a lot of people. But we've even had a hat that Rosetta McBride had done a drawing of, like a cartoon image of Cindy on a hat for sale for Cindy. And just wanted to give an acknowledgement that that happened this morning. And then after that, we went on to the makeup competition, and that started at 9 o'clock in the morning. We had, I have to remember now. I think we had about 6 white face clowns. We had one classic white face. 5 other comedy white face. We had 6 Auguste clowns. We had about the same amount for character. And we have a category for light Auguste. So, I was the MC for the event, so that was fun. That was a first for me. I'm not usually a joke teller, but I did a lot of joke telling, so that was kind of a fun thing. After that, we had some other classes, and Glenda, my roommate, was doing a class on simple balloons, and I was supposed to help her.
Yes, you were. Where were you?
I was MCing. I was joke telling. But you said it went very well.
I hope so.
Yeah. And you had a large group.
I did.
Yeah. So this time you taught some other things that you didn't teach before.
I taught some things you can add to your show. Things that are interesting with balloons.
Okay.
That work with a clown show.
Oh.
So.
Very nice.
A little entertaining balloon magic.
Right. Yeah. So I wish I was able to be there. So, but I know everybody said you handled it like a champ, like the pro you are.
We missed you, Pat.
I don't think you needed me at all in that class, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah.
I would have been a distraction, really. Yeah. But anyway, and then we had a group photo, because we always do a group photo of all the clowns that are here. And then we had a couple other classes in the afternoon, and one of them was my class at doing the fundamentals of clowning. So that was a fun class for me to teach, and I'm hoping everybody got something out of it. So that was my goal. We had a face painting competition, and we also had balloon competition in the afternoon, and I was a judge for the balloon competition. And then we had our theme party night. So our theme party was all about pirates, and yeah, everyone was dressed up and having a good time.
And now here's something we hope you'll really like.
I always have a special guest I interview, but she couldn't make it. So, I have my friend over here.
Wah, wah.
I just had a kid around. No, I'm no, really.
I'm comfortable being second.
No. Oh, the second banana?
Yeah.
Oh, Gunky always says he's the second banana.
No expectations. It's fantastic.
So this is my friend, David Blau. Tell our listeners a little bit about your background and being at this convention. You're a clown, but you also have a lot of other things going on, David, don't you? So tell us about that. Yeah.
We met years ago. I can't remember.
It's probably been 15 years ago.
15 years ago. I have been working for the fire department in Chandler, Arizona for 26 years.
Wow. Okay.
And part of being a firefighter is going into the classrooms, into schools, and teaching fire safety. And when you're the new guy, we call them the booters, when you're the new guy, firefighters don't really like that stuff very much, but it's required. So as the new guy, you're there, they're like, hey, probie, you're up. And I'm like, okay. And I had young kids, and I have the same mentality as a third grader, so I got along great with them. And I speak their language, and I had dumb jokes and dad jokes, and I ran with it, and I loved it. And I knew that if I could get the teachers and the firefighters in the back to laugh, I was doing a good job. Uh-huh. So it kind of morphed from there. I really enjoy teaching. I probably would have been a teacher, but they get paid like crap.
Right.
Sorry, teachers, but it's true.
My daughter's a teacher.
Nothing but respect for teachers.
Right.
And I love to teach, but I love being a firefighter even more.
Yeah.
And so I was able to combine the two. So we had a program where the firefighters would go in and teach fire safety lessons in classrooms from kindergarten to third grade. The same sort of things. In October is fire safety month. So we go in and talk about stop, drop, and roll and smoke detectors and calling 911. But other things like, other safety issues and things like latchkey kids.
Okay, yeah.
You know, back in the day, there used to be kids that would come home and both parents were at work, that kind of thing. So there were lots of things that we as firefighters could come in different than the teacher and teach. And that's cool up to a point, because I got my fire shirt and my, clothes and stuff.
But right.
It's a challenge to hold their attention for 45 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Shoot.
I mean, is that how long you had to do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
There were 45 minutes at a time, and you've got 200 third graders. Good freaking luck.
Yeah.
Right? So
right.
I would start doing comedy magic. I started with jokes and then comedy magic. And then I kind of found that puppets were good. And I have this really corny, the one, right?
Yes.
The Dalmatian puppy that had the, quintessential puppet, right?
Yes.
And I started doing it, and I would talk and do the jokes, and I'd, little Timmy in the front row is like, I can see your lips moving. And I'm like, well, I'm sorry, dude, I suck at this.
Okay.
But so I wanted to get better. And so early on, they had clowns that would teach fire safety. And every year in Bullhead City, Arizona, they'd have a convention.
Okay.
And so I was able to go to that, and I was just blown away at, like, oh my gosh, look at the the fun that you can have teaching these things in a fun way. And clowns, I never thought clowns were creepy, but I was never a huge fan.
Okay.
But yeah, I look back at my first.
Everybody's
oh,
first. It's not just you.
Gosh.
Everybody's
it was
first.
So bad.
Yeah, yeah.
And
you got to start somewhere.
Oh my gosh. But yeah, you got to start somewhere. And that was the whole thing. And that's why every year I got better, because they would bring in people that had been doing it for a while. And I'd, oh, okay. Just like I sat in your class today, and these people are like, oh, one thing. If you could go to a conference and pick up one or two things.
Yep.
It was huge.
Yeah.
And so I just built on that, and then went to, I think, Moose Burger.
Yeah.
Is that where
we went to clown camp first.
Clown camp first.
Yeah.
And that's where we met.
Yeah.
And I was still kind of getting my feet wet, and I was getting into it. And I saw that you kind of knew what you were doing. Maybe you felt sorry for me. I don't know.
I think so. Just
probably
a little.
Yeah. I mean, I'm kind of.
No,
yeah, let's
no,
face
no,
it,
no,
I'm the sharpest tool in the shed.
Okay.
But because we all know it's not my good looks. All right. So anyways. Yeah, that's where we met.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, there's stuff that I can use here.
Stuff that you can learn.
Right.
And use in your daily.
And part of that was, I had a friend in the city government that did the city channel. So like the city council meetings, and there was a videography department.
Okay.
And she won, you know, she kind of said, you're doing this clown stuff, that's kind of cool. You know, we should do a show. No city that I'm aware of in the entire country has a children's show. You know, this is back in the days of, I don't know, I mean, way before, you know, Wallace and, you know, live stuff. And there were, you know, so one October, she said, hey, let's do a public safety announcement on trick-or-treating.
Okay.
And so we did. I did it as a sprinkler, and we did kind of a fun little thing.
So Sprinkler is your...
Sprinkler is my clown name.
Okay.
And we did it, and it was rough, but it was good. And it was really well received. So from there, we started a television show.
So was it the show just you?
It was just me. It was like a minute and a half little PSA.
Okay.
That they could, like, a commercial in between their city council meetings and broadcast on our public access channel.
Okay.
And so we kind of started with a zero budget, with black plastic as the backdrop and ladders and, you know, stuff that I found in my garage.
Right.
And it was, I look back just horrified at how, but again, we were learning.
Right.
And our first three episodes were not great.
Right.
And since then, we went and redid those.
Okay.
Just to show that we could do a better job.
Uh-huh.
But we had so much fun. And so I would write them. She would block them out. And she would film them and do the post-production. And there's a lot to it. Like a lot more than just going in with a puppet in front of kids, right? So that was fun to learn that, and I learned lighting and sound, and then I, of course, had kids, so I forced them into child sweat labor and made them be on the show.
I know.
They were free.
And I did too.
There was no, you know, Actors Guild or anything I had to worry about, but they had a blast, and so that was fun to include them, and as we grew, we got better. We got a professional set. We got grants. You know, I got people from the city to help.
It's amazing.
You know, with sound and lighting and then running puppets and doing this. And it got to be a really good production.
Did you win an Oscar?
No.
Oh.
But we did win some, I don't know, like
you
local
You did win something,
we,
yeah.
There were some there were some awards, like legit.
Right.
And they air on the public, or they aired on the public access channels throughout the entire state at one point. Other city governments were picking it up around the country. Mm-hmm. Some other places around the world, you know, I don't know, Kazakhstan or somebody probably.
Do they recognize you wherever you go
no,
now? Oh.
No. And
without your red nose?
Probably the greatest compliment I had was from other firefighters who were like, dang it, Dave, I hate you. My kids watch your stupid videos over and over and over again. And I'm like, yes!
Your face, your voice is in their home all the time.
Yes. And if you've ever been, if you know any firefighters, they love to tease each other. So that was the way I could get back at some of those sons of guns. So it was great.
So besides your sprinkler character,
yes,
I remember watching some of these videos that you speak of.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember another character that was kind of come to life on that show.
I had every different episode. I was a surfer in one.
Uh-huh.
I was, we did like Man versus Wild, so it was desert safety. So the whole point with the show was not to do the typical stop, drop, and roll, because we were doing that already.
Yeah.
We wanted to do, you know, germs and being healthy and exercise and eating well.
Right.
We wanted to do one on bicycle safety and wearing helmets, seatbelt safety, latchkey kid, internet safety, you know, all these different topics that were important that we really couldn't get to from the fire department. And we were able to do that through a children's television show. And so Man versus Wild was like Bear Grylls, like, oh, he's talk like this, like slap into a Slim Jim kind of guy. It was really great.
Uh-huh.
One of my favorite characters. But yes, there were a few characters.
You know what I'm alluding to.
Yes, Sprinkler's mom made an appearance. And so you can find these on YouTube. They all stream. It's the Sprinkler's Clubhouse.
Okay.
And it's through chandleraz.gov. And so, Sprinkler's mother's quite a character.
Yes, she was my favorite.
She has a striking resemblance to Sprinkler.
Well, it's his mom.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, more endowed, for sure. maybe a little flirty.
Right.
But, you know, right. she has a good
she's
heart.
She's looking pretty sharp.
She's something. She's a Spitfire.
Right.
Let's just leave it at that.
Okay.
But no, it's amazing what you can get away with.
Oh, yes.
As a clown.
Yeah.
And how uncomfortable you can make firefighters. Oh. Dressed up in a dress with big boobs. It's uh-huh. awesome.
You ended up with a date or two, probably.
Yeah, well. No, they would run for the hills. Yeah. They didn't know what to do.
Right.
It's great.
Okay, so besides that part of what you do... Mm-hmm. That is not going on anymore.
No, we ran out of funding. We relied a lot on grants from the federal
right.
government.
Okay, yeah.
We had a grant writer in the city that would do that. And then pretty much after COVID, it was done.
Okay.
That I still would go down to Tucson and we would once a year with my kids and we would teach at a water safety conference, not a conference. They bring all the schools in the area together
okay.
on the Indian reservation.
Yeah.
And we had about 300 kids that we would perform water safety skits to. And it was fun to still do stuff with my kids and even my grandkids at one point.
Okay.
Believe it or not. I know it's hard to believe I have grandkids.
No, not really. No, I'm joking.
And it is fun. And they still had a good time. And so... Yeah, it's
fun working with your kids.
It's gone by the wayside,
too,
you
yeah.
know, professionally, and so there's just not as much opportunity. So when I was able to figure out a way to get here
mm-hmm.
this year and end up competing with you tomorrow,
yeah,
it just the stars aligned. It was an opportunity I just had to jump on.
Yeah, no,
it was great.
Yeah,
we're bringing the band back.
I know.
Whoop, whoop.
I know. It's going to be great. So yes, listeners, we are doing a group skit tomorrow morning, which is why I can't do this too late. We've got to get some shut eye and also get up super early to put
mentally
makeup on.
Prepared.
Mentally, physically
yes.
prepared for this.
Getting stronger.
But, okay, so currently you're still at the Chandler Fire Department.
I've been on for 26 years. I will do another five and
mm-hmm.
then retire.
Okay.
And still have a lot of other things to do. I enjoy spending time with my grandkids.
Yeah.
And then I also do jiu-jitsu. I've been involved in that for about the same amount of time that I've been on the fire department.
Okay, so talk a little bit about that, because that's a whole nother...
That's a whole nother genre.
Yeah.
Still get to dress up.
Right.
Just not with the face paint.
Right.
I did too. Okay, little side note.
Okay.
I got started in jiu-jitsu kind of when the early days of the UFC started.
Okay.
What is this? It fascinated
right.
me,
uh-huh.
right? And there was a guy in the fire department that kind of did it, and he loved to beat the crap out of people and show moves. And so I kind of drank the Kool-Aid early on
mm-hmm.
and started training. And, you know, I was trying to make a living, young kids, you know, and so I would start and stop. And it took me 16 years to get my black belt, actually.
Wow, yeah.
And with a lot of competitions.
Yeah.
Including state championships, Pan American championships, and I have 6 world championships.
That's awesome.
So
congratulations
it's
on
you.
All that.
Thank
That's
you.
Just... Not many people
old,
can say that.
It's in the old fat guy division, but I still count it.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, it's
we
not
don't
like
believe
the,
it.
Yeah, it's
don't
not
believe
like the
it,
adult
guys.
Division.
Yeah.
It's fun. It keeps me active.
Mm-hmm.
It's like human chess in pajamas. If
yeah.
anybody knows anything about jiu-jitsu, you're wearing a, you know, like the karate uniform, but you it's like wrestling, but you're trying to submit the other person either by ripping an arm out of joint or choking them with their clothes unconscious.
Oh.
It's
wow.
Awesome.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Okay. Wow. Listeners.
You're like, okay.
Is there a music break or something that we
all
can...
All right. We'll be right back, folks.
Yeah, we need to... Calm down. My voice is going, actually. Anyway,
so I do jiu-jitsu.
Yes.
I teach it. I also do self-defense training.
Yeah.
I'm all about empowering people to
yes.
take care of themselves and protect themselves. And especially, I love to teach women
yeah.
and kids.
Yeah.
And so I am also a firearms instructor with pistol, rifle, and shotgun.
Okay.
I am a certified law enforcement ground fighting instructor.
Oh, right? Wow.
Even though I'm a firefighter, I'm a hose dragger, we get along great with our cops.
Yeah.
And I love law enforcement, and teaching them how to defend themselves is absolutely necessary, and I enjoy doing that. But I love empowering women and showing that they can protect themselves.
Exactly. Right? And you know what? You're just talking, and like my light bulb went out in my head.
It went out?
Yeah. Did I say went out? Oh my God, it went on. See, I'm tired, you guys. Anyway, it went on because I'm just sitting here thinking, we missed the boat at WCA to have you teach a self-defense class to clowns.
That would have been great.
Seriously, nothing like that has been done.
Some self-protection or situational awareness at least, yeah.
Yeah, just...
Half of it is just learning to identify threats and how to deal with it. Not to like, hi-ya, you know, karate chop them or whatever.
And no, I just think just some practical stuff.
Sure, we do it for teachers. We do it for real estate agents. Yeah. They're in a house by themselves. Why not clowns? I think that's a
why not?
Idea.
Absolutely. Because, okay, and to be perfectly honest, the older you get, you might have been more in tune with everything when you're younger, but then all of a sudden you kind of get lackadaisical and a little lazy about it and whatever.
Nobody's gonna mess with me. I'm
right. Not... But then it happens.
Yeah.
You know, and the those kind of people pry on the older people.
Pry or prey.
Yeah, prey. Sorry.
Okay.
Did I say pry?
You said pry.
See, here we go.
It's okay.
I can't talk anymore. It's okay. But this, I'm just
so
excited about this idea.
I think you're right. Especially with the temperature of our country lately.
Yeah.
I think that it is something that needs to be thought about at least by everyone.
I'm actually going to bring that up.
All right.
Seriously.
See you next year.
Yeah. No joke. I mean, I think it's... What do you think, Linda?
I agree. I think that would
Let's
be
take a poll with your listeners.
Right. Yeah. Listeners, can you please, get on that and let me know what you think about this idea.
Write a comment in the link below.
Right. Yeah. I'm serious. Okay.
Sure, me too.
Okay. Glenda, you would take it, right?
I'd take it in a New York minute.
Me too. I mean, it's been far too long since I did take a self-defense class, a woman's self-defense class at my son's karate studio.
Unfortunately, I see a lot of that stuff on TikTok or YouTube, and... Oh, my goodness.
Shiver about it.
I shiver.
Yeah.
It's so bad.
Oh.
So, I'm not discounting what you learned. I don't know what you learned.
Right.
But a lot of it is...
See, I don't remember what I learned.
A lot of it is pretty hokey. So,
yeah.
And not to say that I know it all, but, again, just like clowning, if you can pick out one thing that might help you in a...
Just to have right, just to have the wherewithal, just to like go. You know what? You remember that one thing, like you said, to defend yourself.
Red light goes off in your head. You got to listen to that stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, now that we've got that finalized. All right, so we have already established where you live, what you do, that you're here. But is there anything that that you're thinking future? Like, is there anything, goals or things that you are thinking about, whether it's entertaining-wise or is there anything community-wise that any... are there clown groups around you?
And I'm new to this whole World Clown Conference Association membership and stuff. And we were talking...
Is this your first time to...
It is. To a WCA,
okay.
It is.
Okay.
New member.
Welcome.
Welcome.
When do I get my card? That's all I want to...
You'll get it.
Okay.
It's in
is
the
there
mail.
A real card?
Yeah.
Sweet.
I think it is. Is it? I thought it's... Oh, maybe not. They used to have real cards. Okay. Move on.
Okay.
Because that's the
what
least of... Yeah.
That's
okay.
JIP.
No.
I'm just kidding.
I'm just kidding. Sorry.
I'll make some phone calls tomorrow.
All right. Fine.
Focus.
No. If it were me... And part of what I, as an instructor in teaching, I enjoy teaching.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to see, I see the love that you and your fellow clowns at this convention have for this art.
Right.
And you talked about it today in your class.
Yeah.
And you even got a little choked up, I heard. Because you're so passionate about it. I don't see any kids. And so I teach kids.
Right.
You know, we're teaching them to help better the future.
Yeah.
I would get behind something where we could get some more youth involved. My kids are older now. They're 17, 19, you know, over in their 20s. I have 4 grandchildren, for heaven's sakes. But they were great clowns. They were really good.
They were.
But, you know, how do you keep that interest? And so as an organization or as a profession, I would get behind something where we could bring more kids into it, because it's a dying art and it's really cool.
Yeah. And you know what? That's been such a battle for us for a very long time, is how to get the young kids involved and interested and want to be here at this conference. You know, a lot of people are like, well, you know, they have to take off some days of school. That's always hard. But to tell you the truth, I had all 3 of my children, well, 2 out of 3, go through the Junior Joey program. Yeah. And I took them out of school because they're learning skills that they would not learn. I mean, they're still learning. They're learning how to be a better person, how to care about going to... I took my kids to the Dream Flight, the American Dream Flight. Just experiences that you can't get in school.
I agree.
So I was all about that. You know what? Give them homework ahead of time. Let them make it up sometime. Whatever.
Yeah, I don't know how that works. I mean, my kids are older now. They probably don't have as much interest in it. They're more interested in, you know, earning money.
Right.
Getting married, having kids.
So they're... interested when they're younger. Yeah. Then you've got the whole, okay, when they get older, now they're graduating, now they're on their career, now that... So you lose them for a little bit.
And I get that. I get it. So...
I know. We'll have to brainstorm a little bit about it.
I came into it pretty old, too, later on, like older.
Clowning?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd been on the fire department for a while.
But, and a lot of, I mean, we might have talked about this yesterday, but a lot of people start when they retire. Because it's kind of a natural thing. And Glenda, we talked about that, too. But it's not like a bad thing. It's a wonderful thing. But I'm just saying, a lot of the people think about something like this after their career, now, hey, what can I do?
I never knew that it could exist as a career.
Ah.
You know.
Yep.
I would have certainly jumped ship and came this way.
A lot sooner, right? Yeah.
Well, and that's what I have nothing but respect for people that beat in the streets and getting out there and grinding it out, because that's a... You guys move and shake and what a challenge to make a living at it.
It's
fun for me because I get to just mess around with it. I get to do it on the side.
And, yeah.
You know.
But I mean, like, you know, and Glenda, you can attest to this too, but once you've done this or you maintain consistent clients, you do a good... It's basically a very easy recipe.
It's not, it's not
You do good work. Right. You've got the skills. You sell it to your clients, fair, honest with them about everything, open agreements and discussion, have communication with your clients, and they're going to have you back.
And it's word of mouth.
Year after year. Mine too. Absolutely word of mouth. Because they love you, and then, you know, sometimes I have a client that'll say, okay, I made sure that I booked you for what I needed this year, and then I'll get your... and then I'll give your name to my friends, because I want to make sure I get my dates before I give your name out to everybody. So it's kind of funny, but you know,
it is.
Yeah,
it's very rewarding, and if you love children,
it's
double rewarding.
Yeah, so. And you know, it's not always about the kids. There's the adults as well, or even the older community in nursing homes or senior centers or whatever. But yeah, I just feel like what we do is very rewarding.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
So other than that, I don't know that I have any plans. I'm kind of winding down my career.
Okay.
I am training for another run at the World Championships this year.
Okay.
Where's
that and when?
That is in August in Las Vegas.
Okay.
And so I am currently trying to get my fat butt into shape and train for that.
Uh-huh.
And so I can go that last title that I don't have. In
oh, is that what that's about?
I have a world championship at every belt level.
Really?
Black belt gi. I have one in no gi, but not in gi.
Okay.
It's the pajamas.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. So. Yeah. Well, we wish you all the luck in the world.
Why, thank you.
And I don't think you really need luck. You just are, you train. You train and you got the skills, you got the mental.
I do need some luck. I have a lot of ex. The last guy that I fought and lost in a couple of years ago was a first round draft pick in the NBA. He was 6'8", and he played six seasons with Kevin Garnett in the Washington Bullets, and he was a professional athlete. I've gone against defensive linemen on the Detroit Lions. Once they retire from professional sports, they're now these suckers are coming into my sport, and I'm having to compete against
them. And when you say retire at that, they're young. Right?
Some of them only have 4, 5, 6 years in professional sports, in the NFL or basketball. So, yeah, I hate that they're coming into my sport because they are a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah. So keeps you on top of your game.
It's exhausting.
Okay, well.
I like invention.
But yeah. I did do a cage fight, you know, when I was, 30. I don't can't remember how old I was, but I had to get special permission because I was so old, and I did fight a person about half my age. Yeah, I think I was, how old was I? I can't remember. I think it was 35 and he was 21. And so I came out.
You came out of the cage? I
came out for the fight.
Oh, okay.
With I didn't come out with a clown nose on, but my fight name was the Mad Clown. That was the Mad Clown. Okay. Wow. That was my fight name, the Mad Clown.
Wow, I love it.
You didn't know that?
No.
So I did do a cage fight, an amateur cage fight, and I came out with a winning, I retired after that. With a winning record of 1-0.
Uh-huh.
And it was fantastic, yeah. Kind of a big deal.
Yeah, 21-year-old.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
How long did it go?
It went early in the second round. I submitted him and a possible fracture of his collarbone, but he was fine. Okay. He hugged it out afterwards.
He hugged.
Actually, the guy actually had me look at him because I am a paramedic. So I'm like, yeah, that's pretty messed up.
Oh my
God. You might want to go to the emergency room. I love
it's good we can laugh about it now, isn't it?
Yeah, I didn't get hurt.
Good Lord.
Yeah, but...
Okay. So, on that note.
She's sweating bullets over here like I'm going to karate chop her or something.
Yeah, no. No, because we've already established
Glenda
that we could take this
Glenda's
guy.
Glenda's the enforcer.
Problem.
I'm not messing with her.
Yeah. So, I just wanted to say thank you for being here. And thank you for being here on your first World Clown Convention. It's a bit overwhelming.
It can be, yeah.
Yeah. And you're not new to convention. You know, you've been to more like learning camps, mm-hmm. which is wonderful.
This is the first time I've competed.
Yeah.
So that is...
Is it?
Yeah. I've never competed at a conference or anything before.
Just in a cage.
In a cage. Should I bring a cage to make you feel comfortable?
As long as I don't break my collarbone, I guess it'll be a win.
Yeah, and that might happen.
It could happen.
Yeah,
we are doing some physical comedy.
Yeah, a lot of that. Yeah, but no, I appreciate it. This is going to be a blast, and thank you for being on our podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Of course, and listeners, hopefully, I got a kick out of that.
Maybe a little bit different.
Yeah. I mean, you know what's more interesting is the connection that everyone has on this podcast is to clowning, but to find out other things that people do in work life or just other hobbies that they have. It's just very, very interesting. So I just I'm enjoying getting to... learn that about a lot of my interviews.
Well, hopefully the person that you were planning on having on will be here tomorrow.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I hope she feels better.
Okay, thank you. Okay, well, anyway, this is my turn to say thank you all for listening. Gunky, thank you for publishing these
podcast, and we are missing you like crazy out here in Orlando. And again, listeners, if you do have any questions or comments, you can leave them with us. We have a Facebook page as well. And we'll be talking to you again with another podcast tomorrow. And I'll let you know how our group skit went and everything else that we did. So have a wonderful day, guys, and we will talk to you tomorrow. This is Patty Jazzy Ummel saying goodbye for now on Slapstick Conversations on Clowning.